Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Eric Gardner with Stardust, the old standard, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Today, we begin a special series of Jazz for the Asking as we present a documentary series produced in 1975 by Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, looking at Dutch jazz. It's called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. This was a series that was produced by Radio Nederland between 1968 and the early 1980s. The installment that we're going to bring you today, out of the 14 programs, takes a look at some of the best Dutch jazz artists. But before we do, Quincy Jones, from the only album he recorded for the Impulse label, Hard Sock Dance.
We'll be right back.
Lester Young recorded in 1936 with Boogie Woogie, and before that, Quincy Jones with Hard Sock Dance from the album The Quintessence, the only album that he recorded for the Impulse label. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We now begin a 14-part series produced by Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. It's called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. First produced in the late 1960s, the series was so successful that they brought it back year after year until the early 1980s. The 14 programs take a look at the most influential Dutch jazz musicians, not just on the local scene in Holland, but also internationally. And today we're proud to present part one of the 14-part series from 1975. The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, next on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International.
This is the Theo Louwendy Concert. The leader is one of the foremost Dutch composers in the contemporary field, jazz and non-jazz. He plays soprano saxophone, teaches, and is, partly because his wife is Turkish, very knowledgeable about Middle Eastern music. Theo Louwendy is in his mid-40s now. He performs frequently with a quartet, including tenorist Hans Dülfer, and a concert which you'll hear in this program. The two trumpets are played by Boy Rijmakers and Charlie Nunlowy, the three trombones by Willem van Manen, Bernard Hennekink and Jim van der Valk, Lou Vendy on soprano, Bob Driessen on alto, Hans Dülfer on tenor, Leo van Oostrom on baritone, and Harry Sparnai on bass clarinet. In the rhythm section, Arjen Gorter on bass and Martin van Duinhoven on drums. This is the Theo Lou Vendy Consort playing Julian. Thank you. Julian by the Theo Louvendi Concert. Bob Driessen on alto and Boy Rye Marcus on trumpet are the soloists in Monday. After Monday, we have the last Theo Louvendi composition with Hans Dulfer on tenor. He's a leader himself, specializing in a mixture of avant-garde jazz and Caribbean music. The leader, of course, is on soprano, and there's a bass solo by Arjen Korter. This one's called The Library.
Thank you.
The Library ends this program by the Teo Luvendi Consort, the leader composer on soprano saxophone, recorded live. We hope you feel like knowing more about our thing, so you might tune in for another program in this series. Your radio station has all the information. Till next time, this is Mike the Router.
Part 1 of the Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced by Radio Nederland in 1975. Next week, Mike de Ruiter takes a look at the Dutch Swing College Band. And that was program 1 of a series of 14 programs that we're going to be airing for the next, 14 weeks. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you enjoyed the program that you just heard or have any comments or suggestions for us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Mark Isaacs with a track from an album called Duendi, which is actually his latest album. Well, latest, came out 2013. The track is one that he composed himself, like most of the compositions on any of his CDs. It's called New Lives. Thank you. Mark Isaacs, who was a guest on the show last year, a wonderful Australian jazz pianist who I interviewed last year, but also had a chance to interview him more than 10 years ago when I was hosting a show called Jazz Beat on China Radio International. Before we go, once again, if you want to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very, very simple. It's so simple, if you can't remember it, well, then we would suggest you go see a doctor. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com, jazz@pcjmedia.com. One of my favorite interpretations of song is when you have an artist, an instrumentalist, or a vocalist that takes a song that is not a jazz standard, does a different arrangement, and the song will then sound as if it's in that comfort zone. It sounds like it is a jazz standard. Well, this actually happens with many types of songs. Of course, there are some songs that are a little bit more difficult to do that to. But one of them is a song that was a big hit for American pop singer Cyndi Lauper way back in the 1980s. Not her more danceable songs, it's more of a ballad. The song is called Time After Time. Many jazz artists actually have taken that number and have made it a jazz standard, actually. One of my favorite jazz versions of that song is by Cassandra Wilson. And that's what we're going to end with today. Cassandra Wilson, Time After Time. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well, hoping that you join us again next week for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Time.
time after time.